From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. GOP presidential hopeful Ben Carson hit the campaign trail after last night's debate in Milwaukee, receiving a rousing welcome today at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. NPR's Sam Sanders spoke to some of the students at the Evangelical Christian School.
I spoke to one student. He watched the debate and said that he's a Carson fan, and he just wished that Carson had gotten more time to speak last night. He said that he appreciates Carson as a God-fearing Christian man, that he can talk about policy in very plain terms for lay people, and he thinks that he has a good shot of being the president and that he's just a good, nice man.
On this clear and crisp Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery, President Obama remembered those who served in the U.S. military.
Whether you served proudly in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard, you are part of an unbroken chain of patriots who have served this country with honor through the life of our nation.
France today marked the 1918 armistice ending World War I. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more on Armistice Day.
President François Hollande laid a flower on the tomb of the unknown soldier in a ceremony under Paris's Arc de Triomphe. The muddy trenches of the Western Front have left a still visible scar over much of the French countryside. Some French towns were obliterated and permanently wiped from the map during what was known as the War to End All Wars. It came to an end on the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, when both sides laid down their weapons. But not before 9 million soldiers had died, mostly German, French, British, and Russian. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
India celebrated Diwali today, the festival of light. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from New Delhi, air pollution combined with fireworks is a cause for concern.
Lights festoon balconies, candles flicker in the gentle night breeze. More ominous is the glow of fireworks trailing smoke like a five-alarm fire. City chieftains appealed for a non-polluting festival this year out of concern for the public health. A severe spike in the Indian capital's notorious pollution had the air quality monitors warning that everyone should avoid all physical activity outdoors. Finer 2.5 particles of pollution can penetrate deep into the respiratory tract, and epidemiological studies have linked it to an increase in cancer. Levels of such pollution shot from 250 micrograms per cubic meter last year to more than 400 this year. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Oil prices fell almost 3% today, pulling down energy stocks. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 39. This is NPR. The Obama administration has finalized a plan to fast-track renewable energy development on 20 million acres of federal land in the Southern California desert. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the plan is still subject to final approval.
The goal of this plan is to encourage the production of up to 20,000 megawatts of renewable energy in the Mojave Desert. That's enough to power some 4 million homes. So far, only a small fraction of this vast region has industrial solar or wind development. But Karen Douglas, commissioner of the California Energy Commission, hopes that will soon change.
It provides certainty and durability to ensure that large-scale renewable projects that have an essential role to play in meeting our climate and energy goals are sited in appropriate areas.
Renewable energy development in the sensitive Mojave Desert has long been controversial for everyone from environmentalists to off-road vehicle enthusiasts. This plan was first proposed in the early days of the Obama administration. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Roughly 100,000 Lufthansa airline passengers will have a tough time making their connections today due to an ongoing strike by flight attendants. The German carrier said it had canceled 931 flights. Lufthansa and its unionized flight attendants are seeking mediation. At issue is a contract dispute, with workers asking for transition payments in the case of attendants who retire early, along with other demands. Meanwhile, other Lufthansa group members like Germanwings are still on track with more than 2,000 flights. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.